to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin, and today I'll be discussing Ball of Fire from 1941, starring Gary Cooper and Barbara Stanwyck, directed by Howard Hawks. Alright, so here are some behind-the-scenes details about Ball of Fire from 1941. Kathleen Howard was left with a fractured jaw when the punch that Barbara Stanwyck threw at her accidentally made contact. Stanwyck was reportedly mortified by the incident. Another detail, to pick up authentic slang for the film's script, screenwriters Billy Wilder and Charles Brackett visited the drugstore across the street from Hollywood High School, a burlesque house in the Hollywood Park racetrack. Alright, so those are some behind-the-scenes details about Ball of Fire from 1941. So the plot, I gave it a 4.5 out of 5. You know, I really liked it. I love how we get to know each of the different characters. I like how the professors kind of represent the Seven Dwarves a little bit. You know, they each are in a different field of study. So I kind of like that aspect about them. I also like the chemistry between Barbara Stanwyck and Gary Cooper. I thought their story arc was really interesting. And the reason why I gave it a 4.5 out of 5 instead of a 5 out of 5, I thought we could have, you know, learned more about Barbara Stanwyck's character. I wish, you know, we saw kind of more of her backstory and whatnot, because we're kind of just thrown into it, and we don't really know a whole lot about her before or even at the ending of the film, which I guess is okay. The premise is just the romance and whatnot, and kind of the funny scenarios that go through. I just wish we got to know her a little bit more. Same with Gary Cooper's character. We don't know a whole lot about him or any of the other guys. So that's why I gave it a 4.5 out of 5. I really wanted to learn more about them. All right, for the acting, I give it a 5 out of 5. Well, I wish we got to know more about these characters. I thought the actors were fantastic. Again, I loved Gary Cooper. I thought he was hilarious. I thought Barbara Stanwyck was hilarious. I love their connection and their banter. You know, their relationship is very, very realistic, I think. I also love the actors who played the different professors. I thought they were all hilarious. But my favorite one in particular was the one who played Professor Audley. He's played by Richard Hayden, who played the Caterpillar in Alice in Wonderland from 1951. I just think he has a very interesting and unique voice that I just thought was absolutely hilarious, because he's a botany professor. So it's like, of course he is, right? And you'll understand when you hear it. But yeah, I thought the acting was great. I also like Dana Andrews. I thought he was a great kind of villain. He played like a mob boss type guy. So all around, I thought it was a great cast and great characters in this film. All right, so talking about directing, I gave it a 5 out of 5. You know, I thought Howard Hawks did fantastic here. He always has a fun way of making movies. Like, I love the dynamic and interesting characters he has in his films. And I especially love how he takes really odd situations and just kind of makes comedy with it. Like, another example of this is Bringing Up Baby. You know, there's a leopard, right? But there's a paleontologist, right? Cary Grant's a paleontologist, and just all the funny little wacky scenarios that go through. This film is another example of that. You know, these professors, they're trying to make it an encyclopedia, and then they have a nightclub singer staying with them, and then they go on all these misadventures, you know, they crash the car and all that. It's a really fun, little weird, little fun scenarios that they all go through. And I love that. I thought that was fantastic. His romance tends to be, like I was mentioning, a little bit more realistic and a lot more fun and a lot more screwball-y. And I love that. I think it makes very interesting and very charming romantic films. You know, they're funny, but they're also romantic. And I think we should make more movies like that today. I think everything's a little too serious. These movies are just absolutely crazy premises, but really, really fun and entertaining to watch. All right, so talking about cinematography and special effects, I gave it a 4 out of 5. I thought it was fine. You know, there's nothing that was really spectacular that stood out to me. I thought some of the effects were kind of interesting, like when the car crashed, and it looked pretty realistic. But other than that, it looks standard. Like, there's nothing major that stands out about it. All right, and for music, I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. I liked the songs. I thought they were good, but we spent a really long time in this nightclub. There's like 2 or 3 songs that play. I think some of that scene could have been trimmed down a lot. I think we spent a little bit too long there. I get it, you know, we want to get to know her as a character and kind of see the kind of lifestyle she has, but it's a really long time, and I don't know. The song is a little repetitive too, but other than that, the music I thought was fine. this isn't a movie that's full of music. That's pretty much the extent of it, the one scene. Alright, so tallying that all up, that brings my Letterboxd score to a 4.4 out of 5, which I'm rounding to a 4 out of 5. So would I recommend this movie? Absolutely. I thought it was a fun and cute little romance. I love the characters in it, especially the different professors. They're all really funny and have a little fun banter together. And I also love Barbara Stanwyck and Gary Cooper. They're great once again. You know, like in Meet John Doe, they're great there. This is a much more comedic film than Meet John Doe, but I had a great time with it. I loved it. And I also love that it's a twist on the Snow White storyline. I thought that was really clever and really fun. And I just thought all around it was a fun, hilarious film that I definitely want to pick up on Blu-ray. The Warner Archive Collection released a copy of it, so I definitely want to pick it up. But yeah, those are my thoughts on Ball of Fire from 1941. Thank you so much for watching and listening to today's episode. Make sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. New podcast episodes are released Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music, and video versions on YouTube and Rumble Mondays at 7 p.m. Alright, thank you so much. This has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Stolen. Take care.